Lord Jesus, could we please hear some good news? We need to get our hearts in a more positive place and healing for the difficult words that have passed through this channel lately. Please comfort us. Jesus began, I can tell you this much, your prayers are working. There are so many threats to earth right now that the Father is looking for every excuse to extend a blanket of mercy over the earth. And yes, the divine mercy prayer is still very, very effective. Oh, my dear, dear children, I am trying so hard to prepare you for what is coming. I am doing my very best through this vessel, who is doing her very best to arm you with what you need, for she will not be with you much longer. I have given her the choicest wine for you to drink, because you need strengthening and equipping. You still are not equipped the way the early apostles were when they were undergoing persecution and being fed to lions. They had the bread of life, my body and blood, under the appearance of bread and wine. I gave you the story of the young man martyred for his faithfulness in protecting me from the eyes of scorners. I gave it to you to prepare you for what you were lacking. I even gave you a dispensation 2 years ago when the rapture was on the horizon. Take advantage of every gift I give this vessel to share with you, because many, many, many of you will need it. Those of you who have been living for others have nothing to fear. I will take you in the rapture. Those of you who have just not been able to make a decision to live a pure life for me will most likely stay to work out those details. Those of you who are Catholic and know you are the remnant preparing remnant communities, you know I have asked you to remain to carry on the faith and minister to the thousands left behind. You have been in training for this all of your lives, and you are nearly ready. But I grieve for you, my children, who are so proud and hard-hearted that you cannot accept the kingdom of God like a little child. May I say, I am weary of contending with you, and so is this vessel. You have put a very heavy burden on her and caused her to stop to minister to your stubbornness and pride. But she loves you, and I love you so very, very much, and I have asked my Father to give you a heart of pure gold and discernment beyond your years, that nothing will stop you from embracing the gifts I have left behind on this channel. By the way, as an aside, gold is soft. It's soft, it's not hard. Jesus continued, and I know many of you are also weary and confused. It is the adult within you that is confused. The little child has recognized my voice on this channel, and I have waited as long as I possibly could to instill confidence in this vessel so I could add to your treasures of faith and fully equip you for what is now on the horizon. I ache inside, dear ones. I ache for you. How difficult these times will be. You have heard so much, and it is terrorizing, but you have no idea what it will be like to live in this confusion and persecution. Trust me with your whole hearts. Lean not on your own intellect, but cleave to me and remember you will not survive the coming trials unless you live totally in my will from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, until I return. The things that are going on underneath the earth are horrific. The preparation of abominable creatures to seek out and destroy Christians is beyond comprehension. Yet when push comes to shove, you will still have me, and for those who have received my mother into their hearts, She will be with you also and bring you great consolation and steadfastness in that hour. I will indeed give you respite and courage along the way. I will indeed visit you with the sweet moments away from the grueling life of survival. I will also feed and clothe you if you live by faith. You will lack nothing. Your wounds will heal. Your sicknesses will fall away with the application of my holy name. But many of you are putting off living this way, and for you it will be more difficult. You will have to break the habit of relying on man. You will be stripped of everything but me. And yet if you have me, you will have everything. So much wonder awaits you in heaven, and I long to have you with me. But there are those among you who are incomplete in the glorious destiny of sainthood. And for you there is still time to learn and accomplish what you were sent to earth to do. Do not be afraid. Rather thrust yourself upon my heart and ask for strength. Many of you will receive my true body and blood because I will be with you when you pray over the bread and wine. Because it was impossible for you to receive holy orders before the rapture. But there are many who will be ordained after the rapture to serve their brothers and sisters. And I wanted to share with you, one of our prayer team had a startling dream the other night. In their dream, their light shone all around them, brilliant, brilliant light, and it was Jesus. And they couldn't quite see his face, but they saw him. And the Lord spoke to them and said, "You will be left behind to serve your brothers and sisters." And then he woke up. And that was the vision that he had, the dream that he had. Now, I don't believe the Lord would have given him that confirmation, because he already knew that in his heart. And I don't believe the Lord would have given him that confirmation if we weren't close to that time. Jesus continued, "There is still hope for a reversal of what is coming, but I must tell you, it is time to prepare, and your best preparation is to live by faith and be intimately connected to me, not allowing yourself to compromise for any creature, not husband, not children, but be true to me." Claire, I gave you a reading I wish for you to share with them now. Yes, he did give me a reading, and actually he gave me more than one. 6.5 earthquake in the Fiji Islands. Yep. Nibiru is approaching the earth, and that's going to be part of the tribulation. And there's a link in the last message that a lady left with us about a woman who disclosed why we're having so much trouble seeing it, explained quite a few things, and then she disappeared from the air. We don't know what happened to her, but she was paid a very unfriendly visit and threatened, and then she just disappeared. The first thing she said in the video is, "I'm not afraid to die." So maybe she's preceded us into heaven. We'll see. I know I got this reading just a little bit ago today. It's taken from "There Are No Bigots in Heaven," and this is what it says. And this is about Ezekiel and I as the Lord took us through different churches. "We began to recognize these characters in every single church we visited. Religious spirits who quenched the Spirit of God. Bigots who had strong opinions based on error and lack of personal experience and research. We found that we too were bigots who had all kinds of obnoxious ideas that pushed people away from Jesus instead of drawing them tenderly to his bosom. This is when we resolved that we would no longer allow those traits in our ministry. The Lord had taken us on an odyssey into different cultures and revealed to us that they sincerely worshiped God in spirit and truth. We wanted to live on earth as they do in heaven, without bigotry, without divisions, just loving and worshiping Jesus from the heart as his bride in spirit and in truth. So this is all to say, if you sense different forms of Christianity in our teachings, you'll understand why. We went wherever we were led by the Holy Spirit, and whatever he had sown in those churches that was consistent with Scripture, we embraced and made it our own, because we believe with all our hearts this is the true atmosphere of heaven. We are not church dwellers. We are heart dwellers, dwelling in the heart of Jesus, a heart that embraces all expressions of love and worship from his creatures, whether they be Russian, Greek, Black, White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestants, Holy Rollers, or Catholic. Whatever, if they love him in spirit and in truth, he rejoices in their worship, and he receives it unto himself with tremendous joy. And that came from "There Are No Bigots in Heaven." You can Google that with still small voice, and it'll bring up when that was. I wanted to mention that to you because it came up. And then there was another reading. "My people, I look forward with great longing to the day they realize I am the heart of the law and the fulfillment of all the prophets and all that is written. I am more than their Savior. I am the incarnation of the living God. And through my life on this earth, I have demonstrated the substance of their faith and how I require them to live it. I want to leave no one behind, but some of you have hardened your hearts towards each other and have trampled the innocent and the blind. Many of you on the internet have taken shots at one another. You've wounded, crippled, and left them to die, isolated, despised, and without the fruits of their labor. Unless you repent and are found to be blameless, you might as well start making plans to stay here. You will not be taken. Love is my standard. Patience, long-suffering, kindness, mercy, meekness, the Beatitudes. This is the description of my bride. If you are willfully countering the Beatitudes, you still don't have my heart. You still don't resemble me. My bride must resemble me. My brides, you are stunningly beautiful, and the enemy hates the very mention of you. That is why he is waging war on this channel. He cannot stand to see the beauty of brotherly love, patience, caring for one another. He hates you for it. On other channels, he has succeeded in causing division, strife, and calumny. But here, he is a miserable failure. That is why you are being targeted. Your vigilance and obedience will keep you in my peace. I bless you now with my patience and endurance in these trials. Do not let your heart grow bitter, exhausted, despondent. Know that each one of these things is a work, a hard work, and you will not lose your reward in heaven." Amen to that. And that was taken, those excerpts, by the way, were taken from the Rhema book. And I just wanted to let you know I am working on that document for Mary. I may end up doing it in portions because it's so involved and so deep. And I haven't been able to work on music because I've been tied up with that. But I may end up putting it out in little pieces here and there because it's just a very big project. So the Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. I love you tenderly and pray for you that you will be able to receive every gift the Lord Jesus has for you.